What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here on the Kind of Funny podcast set. Yes, we have not recorded an official Kind of Funny podcast on this set. Hopefully, you would have seen that the Kind of Funny podcast that went up today is the intro from here. Yada, yada, yada. I'm recording this on Monday, which is interesting because I've never done a Greg Way vlog in advance before. But I had a question so good from the... I literally put up, you know, yesterday's Greg Way. Today's for me, but yesterday for you, which is the one from Saturday. And immediately there was a comment here that I love. It comes from Miniza. Miniza writes in on Patreon and says, I've spent the last few hours watching the reaction videos of the announcement. I have teared up a record amount of times since you announced it. How did you get Kojima to do the intro? When was the intro recorded? What was the team's reaction when they saw it? I love this vlog. I'm a $10 sub and will immediately move to $25 on payday because I love this little insight. The spare bedroom is almost amazing as you guys are. Smiley emoji. Well, thank you, Miniza. It's a great question, and I'm so happy to finally be able to talk about any of this. So, number one, how did we get Kojima to do the intro? So, Tim wrote it, and obviously Tim orchestrated the entire announcement video you've seen and love, and hopefully have shared with all your friends and family. And Tim wrote the intro part of it and sent it to me for copy edit. And I was like, no, this is amazing or whatever. I think he might have pitched it even. I think, actually, if I'm being 100% honest, he recorded a rough version of it and sent it to me, like what it was going to be. And I was like, yeah, this is fantastic. And he was like, listen, I of course want, let me get this hair out of the way. I hate when that happens. He's like, I want this to be a celebration of Kind of Funny. So, you know, I want to have the normal voices of God, like Dave Fennoy, be involved. But for this, I'd like to go and try to get something bigger. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And he's like, I want to have somebody intro this video that would be unexpected and that would be awesome. And so I want to say, and because this wasn't in any particular order, we just started shouting out names, and Kojima must have been like, if not, I think the first out of my mouth, honestly. He must have been the first out of my mouth. And then, but it, you know, it's brainstorming, so it was like, Kojima, I was like, you know, with WWE, we could try for Triple H, you know, we could do this, we could do that. I was like, if we want to get nuts, there's no possible way. What about Robert Downey Jr.? And he's like, this is obviously kind of inspired by the Avengers Endgame speech. And, you know, the more we went around with it and the more we thought about it, like, it was that thing of, well, what are we trying to do? And, you know, we're trying to welcome everybody to this new era of Kind of Funny, to this new space for Kind of Funny. And so... don't get me wrong, like, obviously, would we have been able to get RDJ? Would Triple H really have done it? Yada, yada, yada. That, I'm not trying to make it sound like, you know, we're the coolest and the biggest thing going. It was one of those, like, that's so many degrees removed from who we are, right? Like, you don't think of them as extended family or something like that. And even, you know, Hideo, right, who you guys know is a friend of mine, like, an industry friend of mine, right? Like, We're not calling each other. I'm not Jeff Keighley close to Hideo Kojima. But I am, you know, DM close. And I have, you know, done a bunch of stuff with him. And he's interviewed me about Metal Gear, which is super weird. He knows how much the franchise means to me. We did that 2-hour long podcast together at RTX Australia, which is up on our channel. You can find me and him talking through Translator, obviously, about his career in video games and stuff like that. But, like, you know, we DM and we talk every so often about certain things or whatever. And usually, you know, very, you know, top level of whatever is happening about something. So anyways, it was like, I think he could do it and I think he would get it. I think that would be the most important thing, right? Like, if we would have gone with Robert Downey Jr., right? If we would have swung for the fences and done that, like, how do you explain to a movie star who I don't think is, like, the most active on the internet what the fuck we are and why we're cool? Whereas, like, you saw, you know, so... I reach out to Kojima, you know, I have Kojima's personal assistant, like the person who plans everything. So I started there and I send it and I'm like, hey, here's who we are. If you don't know, here's what we're asking. Here's why it makes sense. And it was very much like, you know, we're this independent company that, you know, broke away from a huge thing and we're trying to do our own thing. And I think that's one of the reasons, and I said this in the email, right? I think it's one of the reasons, like, Kojima would work for this and why he would get it and why, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I also DM'd him, like, hey, I shot your, and I shouldn't say assistant, it might be manager or something like that, a letter saying all these different things, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they came back with a few questions, and, you know, we went back and forth for a while, because originally they interpreted that we wanted the whole thing in English, and I was like, no, like, we want it to be in Japanese except the final line, and then it was a little hazy if it was going to be on video, and I'm like, no, I want it on the video for the very end. And so to your second question, when was the intro recorded? The intro would have been recorded that last week of September. It came together not late, I guess not late at all by Kind of Funny standards. But, you know, they went above and beyond. Like, I cannot say enough nice things about Kojima Productions. Because, again, like, I was very clear to them. I'm like, this entire thing can be on an iPhone. Just record him, you know, doing the lines. He can talk into the iPhone, give us that file, and then record him saying, welcome to the spare bedroom. And they were very much like, okay. And then, you know, they'd come back and like, well, we have this recording scheduled so we can do it there. Okay, we're going to do this. And then it was they delivered it, and they delivered not only everything you saw, but they delivered it line by line numbered so we would know what's going on. They did their own assembly cut where I had sent them, you know, Tim talking over like the rough version of it so they could kind of see what we're trying to show and what we're doing. They then took Hideo's lines and put them on top of Tim's so you could still hear Tim, but it was more Hideo in the front so you could see how it would be assembled and stuff like that. They were just the most fantastic people to work with. And again, like, you know, with very little instruction. It was, you know, I asked for the bare minimum and they so over-delivered, which was amazing. And then what was the team's reaction when they saw it? I mean, they loved it. It was, you know, we let them in early on it when Hideo was like, yeah, or when his people were like, yeah, he'll do it or whatever. We told them early, so I think people kind of saw it. And then, you know, to sit there and watch the entire video on the big screens here, like, we must have done that on, I want to say, that must have been Thursday, right? The stream's debuting on Friday. Yeah, like, that Wednesday, we came in and filmed a lot of the B-roll of us in the lab, us on the set, the clapping and the jackets and all that jazz. That was all filmed, I believe, on Wednesday. Or maybe it was the desk stuff that was filmed on Wednesday, but it was all very, very, that last week, it all came together. And so, yeah, we showed it to everybody on Thursday, and, you know, I think a lot of people teared up, and I think a lot of people knew how that was, and a big round of applause at the end, and then the immediate, let's watch it again. And for me, it was more bringing in new people, and I would give them the tour of it, right, of the whole space, and then sit them down and have them watch the video. And, you know, it's something incredibly special to me, and, you know, obviously it's special to Tim. I know I talked about it in the Greg way already of how special it is, but I think it's just such a well-done video, and it shows off so well the space and what we were doing and all that stuff. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, man.
Kevin, I'm doing Greg way.
I know.
Cool, huh? I know, right? And so, yeah, how do we get Kojima? We asked. And he was fantastic. He did. We did not expect the Twitter and Instagram posts. That was not something we asked for, nor did we expect him to do. So please go give him all the love there. Go listen to Brain Structure on Spotify, his podcast. You know, this is just strictly a favor that he did for us and his team did for us, and we can't thank them enough for that. That was amazing. When was it recorded? Yeah, last week of September. And then what was the team's reaction? Everybody loved it. And there was a lot of, you know, a lot of teary-eyed people there. I get choked up every time. For some reason, for me, it's the, you know, the last shot of the old school table where it's like, you know, Tim does it so good of having the, you know, the kind of funny music there and just that last piano key as you look at it and then bam, the spare bedroom set and how amazing it is. Just fucking incredible. So Miniza, and I hope I'm saying that right, maybe it's Miniza, super excited that you're excited. Thank you for saying you'll come up to $25. Of course, remember, Greg Ways are $10 this month, but we'll join the rest of the exclusive bonus content at the $25 level starting in November. This was just to get you through this quieter part, and I hope everybody does. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I understand money's tight for everybody. I understand you got to vote with your wallet, and you got to do whatever you got to do. I get it. I respect it. I understand it. But, you know, especially right now, as we're trying to fill this thermometer, you know, any extra dollar you can give us for the month of October is great. And then, yeah, I hope, you know, you stay around for November, right? That's, you know, something at some point I'm sure we'll talk about, right? Of like, you know, we have this huge influx right now of patrons and people who are giving more than ever. And I don't expect you to stay at like $1,000 level or whatever for multiple months at all. But like, you know, I want to make sure that we're making the case for why the $10 if you're only here for 1 month, or the $25 or even the $50 with the platinum item or premium item is worth it, and why we'd love to, but I'm not trying to sell you. I'm sorry. This turned into kind of ads. I'm just thanking you, Miniza/Miniza, for being a patron. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you don't mind me recording in advance. It was just such a great question as I crumpled this up into the microphone. I'm sure really pissing off the audio people. I wanted to make sure we had it here on this. And then I get ahead of it, and tomorrow I can just focus on being a fucking Ghostbuster motherfucker.